Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a break roll in Ableton Live 12 that feels like sunrise energy, emotional, loose, a little raw and full of that jungle and old-school DNB pressure. Not a sterile grid fill. We want movement, we want drag, we want that feeling like the drums are leaning into the next phrase and pulling the whole track forward. This is an advanced mixing-focused workflow, so we're not just chopping a loop and calling it done. We're shaping the break like a performance element, using warp timing, transient control eq, saturation, parallel compression, reverb throws, automation, and arrangement choices that make the roll feel like a proper sunrise transition. The big idea here is simple. When people say pull it, they're talking about that subtle tension where the rhythm feels like it's slightly resisting the grid, then releasing. That tension is what gives jungle and old school DNB its human emotion. It's not about perfection. It's about feel. So let's start at the source. Pick a break that already has character. Amen. Think break, funky drummer style material, or a custom vinyl break with some room tone and natural dynamic movement. You want a loop with real transient detail, a snare that speaks clearly, and some ghost note texture. If the break already has swing, resist the urge to overcorrect it. In this style, too much warping can kill the soul. Drop the break onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn warp on carefully. For most classic breaks, beats mode is the best starting point. Preserve transients or transience loop if the slice behavior needs to stay punchy. If the break is tonal or you need pitch preservation, complex pro can help, but for classic drum material, beats usually keeps the energy more natural. Now before we roll anything, clean up the break so it sits nicely in the mix. Start with utility for gain staging, then EQ8. High pass somewhere around 25 to 35 HE to clear sub rumble. Make a gentle cut if the loop feels boxy around 250 to 450 HE, and if the snare needs more bite, a small presence lift around 3 to 7 KHE can help. Then add drum bus for subtle punch and density. Keep drive moderate, crunch light unless the break already has grit, and usually leave boom low or off for this kind of jungle texture. After that, a little saturator with soft clip-on can add warmth and thickness. If you want, finish with light compression, just enough to keep the loop controlled, not flattened, and that's important. Do not crush the break. The emotion comes from the dynamic shape. If you smash all the life out of it, you lose the pull. Next, we need performance control, so chop the break. In Ableton, you can right-click and slice to a new MIDI track. Slice by transients if you want to preserve the feel of the hits, or by 1/16 if you want more structural control. That gives you a drum rack with individual pieces of the break to perform with. A nice advanced move is to keep the main break as audio for the natural groove, and then layer a few sliced hits underneath it in MIDI for extra control and accenting. That hybrid approach gives you both the organic flow and the precision. Now here's where the roll starts to become musical instead of just busy. Don't think in terms of more notes. Think in phrases. A sunrise break roll should evolve over time. For a four-bar phrase, try something like this. In bar 1, establish the groove. Keep it restrained. Let the break breathe and maybe add one or two ghost hits. In bar 2, start to push the energy a little. Add a bit of hat chatter, maybe a rim or ghost snare duplicate, and shorten some notes just enough to make the rhythm feel more urgent. In bar 3, increase the tension with a quicker flourish near the end of the bar, maybe a little 1/32 stutter or a repeated break slice. In bar 4, let it open up. Add reverb throw on a snare, widen the hats, and allow the final hit to breathe before the drop or next phrase. If you're programming this in MIDI, use velocity as your main emotional tool. Ghost notes should stay low, maybe around 20 to 60. Mid hits can live around 60 to 90. Accents should really land, sometimes 100 to 127, especially on the main snare moments. Don't make every note the same length either. Shorter repeated hits can increase urgency, while the main snare can ring a little longer. That contrast is what makes the phrase feel alive. Now let's get to the secret sauce. Pulling the groove. To pull the break roll, you're working with timing against the grid. One approach is to push selected ghost notes slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the beat. That creates a drag that feels human and emotional. Another approach is to nudge a lead-in hit slightly early, maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds ahead, which creates a suck-in effect, like the roll is being pulled into the downbeat. The key is subtlety. You're not breaking the rhythm. You're giving it lean. And here's a very useful teacher note. Leave one anchor hit untouched. If you move everything around, the listener loses orientation. Keep at least one snare or kick reference stable so the roll still feels musical and grounded. The best pulls feel intentional, not accidental. Now a sunrise roll needs contour, so shape it with automation. Use auto filter on the brake bus and slowly open the top end over the phrase. A low pass opening works beautifully here. You might start around 4 to 6 kHz and open up toward 12 to 18 kHz by the end of the phrase. That creates a sense of dawn blooming into brightness. At the same time, you can automate a little more saturation, a little more transient punch from drum bus, and a small gain lift with utility if the arrangement needs it. Parallel processing is where the roll gets body and atmosphere without destroying the dry brake. Set up a return or duplicate chain for punch and density. On one parallel chain, use glue compressor with a moderate attack and fast auto release, then follow with saturator for warmth. Blend that underneath the dry brake until it thickens the groove. On another chain, use a small room or plate reverb with hybrid reverb, keep the decay short, and high pass the return aggressively, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz or even higher if needed. You can also add a tiny echo throw on select snare hits for a bit of shimmer. Just keep it light. We want atmosphere, not wash. This style lives in the relationship between drums and bass, so always check the roll in context. A great break soloed can still feel flat once the bass and pads come in. Make room in the low mids if the break body is fighting the bass line, and keep the sub clean and mono. If the bass line is busy, let the roll stay more concise. If the bass drops out, the break can carry more emotional movement. That's arrangement thinking, not just mixing. And the arrangement is huge here. For a sunrise set moment, think like a DJ. You might have 8 bars of a stripped groove, then 4 bars, where the break roll starts to develop, then another 4 bars, where the top end opens and the energy lifts, and finally a bar of reverb tail or a snare echo before the next section lands. Sometimes the most powerful move is to remove the sub bass for the first half of the roll, let the break breathe on its own, and then bring the bass back right when the emotional peak hits. That contrast creates release. A few advanced variation ideas can take this even further. Try alternating the roll polarity. On one phrase, let the break feel like it's dragging back with late ghost notes. On the next, push it forward with early lead and hits. Keep the anchor hit consistent so the listener feels tension and release instead of confusion. You can also use call and response slicing, where the first half of the roll is sparse and questioning, and the second half answers with fuller hits and open hats. Another great trick is the micro break. Leave a tiny dropout of a 1/32 to 1/8 note where only room tone or reverb remains before the next hit lands. That little void can make the following hit feel massive. You can widen the roll without drowning it too. Instead of a huge reverb, duplicate a layer, high pass it, and add a tiny stereo delay or widening effect just to the upper transients. Blend it subtly under the main break. That gives you width and sunrise air while preserving punch. You can also automate a little vinyl noise or atmospheric wash so it rises during the transition and disappears when the drop lands. That kind of texture is especially nice for old school jungle because it suggests space and memory, not just impact. For the final part of the lesson, think about how the roll lands emotionally. A good sunrise break roll doesn't just build energy. It tells a story. It starts restrained, gets a little more urgent, leans into the downbeat, opens up at the end, and then hands the listener into the next phrase feeling lifted. That's the goal. As a practice exercise, build a 4-bar break roll at 170 to 174 BPM. Use one classic break sliced into a drum rack, and at least 2 ghost notes, 1 snare accent variation, 1 reverb throw, 1 filter automation sweep, and at least 1 timing offset to create pull. Program bar 1 sparse, bar 2 denser, bar 3 more urgent, bar 4 more open. Then compare your version against the original loop. Ask yourself, does it lean into the next bar? Does it still feel like jungle? Does the emotional curve read clearly? If you want a final checkpoint, listen to the back half of the bar. That's where the pull is most obvious. If the last 1 or 2 beats feel like they're being drawn forward into the downbeat, you're close. And if the phrase feels more emotional after you remove a few hits instead of adding more, that's usually a great sign. In this style, less can absolutely be more. So remember the core idea. A sunrise break roll in Ableton Live 12 is built from a musical break source, careful warping, smart slicing, timing offsets, velocity shaping, parallel compression, tasteful reverb, automation, and arrangement that leaves room for emotion. Don't just make it more complex. Make it more expressive. That's how you turn a drum edit into a proper jungle sunrise moment. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a chaptered lesson script, or a device chain walkthrough next.